More of Lake Effect Now on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee's Lauren Groh is hiking the Appalachian Trail this spring from Georgia to Maine, and she's joining us every so often to share the experience.
From a somewhat tenuous phone line, she talked with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski about her first few weeks on the trail, how she's doing, how she's feeling, and how she is smelling.
Well, I'm feeling great, a little drained, you know, just kind of feeling the sore muscles and stuff like that, aches and pains. Smelling awful, as everyone else is, but looking forward to a shower today.
Nice. That's a good treat. So what has it been like so far? How many miles are you averaging a day, and is it fulfilling all your expectations?
Like 10 times better than I ever imagined it would be. Well, when we first got out on the trail at Amicalola Falls, I had this panic moment where I said, oh my God, can I really do this? Is this even possible? Like, what am I doing? What am I thinking? And then we got started and it just kind of fell into place. Like, it, you know, it's just put one foot in front of the other and just do it. So I am feeling great about it. And, you know, everything's going really well. As far as miles, we've done as short as 8 miles a day, and then we've done as much as 16. But mileage here is so much different than it is in Wisconsin, where we could do 10 miles in Wisconsin in like 3 hours. 10 miles here takes us like 9 hours. So the mountains really change how many miles you can do.
Right. So have you found the challenges of the mountains, because that's primarily your area and you're about to go into even more of them. So is it up and downhill? And which do you think is more difficult?
Ooh, uphill is challenging because, you know, it's aerobic. I'm out of breath. I'm panting, you know, but it's kind of like more of a mental thing to get up the hill. And I've found this strength to get up the hills, which I didn't know that I had. And it's actually been really, really great. You know, you get to the top, you feel so satisfied. And then going down, I would say going down is much harder because it's hard on the knees. It's just hard on a lot of things. And your momentum is propelling you forward, but you don't want to go that fast because it hurts your body to go faster when you're going downhill.
And do you find that your equipment that you have with you, your boots, your packs, have all been a good service to you and everything's comfortable?
Everything has been great. I feel like all the research that Risha and I did before we went out here has really paid off. I feel like we were really prepared coming out here, and we have the right gear. My boots are perfect. I had questions about changing to trail runners, but I decided to keep my boots, and they have been the perfect thing for me out here, and I'm going to buy another pair of the same. Whereas Risha has not been too satisfied with her boots, and she bought a pair of trail runners that she absolutely loves. So for each person, it's different.
That's good. You mentioned you felt pretty good once you're in there and that you prepared well for the trail, but do you find that you've forgotten anything or underestimated food supply or vice versa?
Thinking about it, I don't think that we've forgotten anything as significant, if at all. Everything has been just prepared down to, you know, the tiniest little detail, just to try and make it as easy on us as possible out here. As far as food, we probably have packed a little bit too much, but nothing too crazy because our appetites are growing pretty rapidly out here. And it's nice because when I get into camp, I can make the decision to have one dinner or two dinners. And if I have two dinners, no big deal. I have the food and I've been walking all day. There's no guilt.
That's awesome. Do you find that setting up and taking down camp has become second nature to you now? Was it difficult at first?
That was very difficult at first, for me especially, because I am kind of slow. You know, I just take longer to do things. And we would find that all the other people in camp would roll out like way ahead of Risha and I. And, you know, it would kind of get me down that everybody else was gone and, well, our tent is still up and, you know, still have all this stuff to do and pack everything up. And, but eventually it got to be that, you know, we had a routine and I picked up my speed a little bit with packing up camp and setting up camp and everything. So it's definitely become a lot easier. In fact, this morning we packed up camp in, I would say, under an hour, which is a record for us. So I'm very happy about that.
Well, I'm sure by next month you'll have gotten it down to less than a half hour.
I hope so.
So what kind of people have you met on the trail so far? You mentioned people are in camps often together, so not quite isolated out there. So what's been your experiences running into other people on the trail?
Oh, we're not isolated at all. We are around so many people, so many great people as well. And right now we're in kind of a bubble. There's been a lot of people going out on the trail at the same time, and we're all kind of within a couple days of each other. So we pass back and forth as people take a short day, which we call a Nero, or a day where they don't hike at all, which is called a Zero. And you end up seeing people every couple of days, and then every now and then you meet a new person. And there's just so many great people to meet out here. And actually a lot of people from Wisconsin, which is really and wonderful.
Do you find that all these hikers are ranging in ages and reasons why they're out there?
You know what? I haven't asked too many people why they're out on the trail, which is kind of something I thought I would be asking all the time. More so the question that comes up is, where are you from and when did you start? So we have people from all over the country. We've got people from other countries. I've met several Germans, some English people, Australians, and the age varies so much. You know, there's people up in their 70s, and then there's people as young as 16. We were hiking alongside this 16-year-old boy for a while, and they were doing a set. He and his, I want to say it was his cousin or something, they were doing a section hike. And he was just 16 years old. Boy, could he make the miles.
Now, have you and Risha been bestowed with trail names?
So, we both have trail names. Risha's is more recent, but basically what happens is you can give yourself a trail name. Somebody else can give you a trail name. Or, you know, it kind of just happens like that. Some people believe that you have to be given a trail name, and then you can choose to accept it or not. But other people have named themselves, so I think it's whatever you want. And so my trail name is Sushi Roll, and that's because of the way that I like to roll up my tent. It's very much an art, just like the art of rolling sushi. And then Risha's story is really funny, too. She roar, and this is because we were one night in camp, and we're hanging up our bear bags and having much difficulty because, I mean, it is just a difficult task. But we're hanging up our bear bags, and suddenly Risha says, "Stop, listen." And I stop and listen, and I can hear this rustling up the mountain, and it's coming closer and closer. And I'm looking, and I can see the branches spreading apart and, you know, the leaves shaking and everything, but I can't see what it is. And she said, "It's a coyote." And then she pushes me in the direction of camp, and I start running. And then I can hear her, and she stops behind me, and suddenly she just lets it out, and she goes, "Roar!" And the coyote turns around and runs back up the mountain. And we're safe. Food is safe. And, you know, That's how she got her name.
That's an excellent story.
Yeah.
And I'm glad both of you are good from that.
We did talk to this woman who is a very experienced veteran hiker. And she said, well, you know, coyotes are very timid. So he probably didn't even know you were there. He was probably just heading in that direction. But, you know, when you're in the moment, you feel like you're going to just die.
Well, and it's good that you know your wife has a fight instinct versus flight, so...
Yeah, mine was flight.
But she did push you to run away, so... Do you think you'll keep your name as well? Or do you think you might want to interchange them as you go along?
I think I'm pretty set on Sushi Roll. I definitely took a few days to, you know, think about it, and then, yeah, you know what, that is me. That is me. I have a particular way I like to do things, and you know, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, even out on the trail, you're finding a way to get into your own groove. And now that you've been out in the, you know, quote, wild, so to speak, have your previous worries or fears lessened, or has any new trepidations or fears surfaced?
I don't really stress out too much out here. And that was one of my big things that I wanted to kind of leave behind. And I can happily say that already I really don't stress out very much. This setting must be just perfect to live in the moment.
So are there anything that you've learned about, like, special things on the trail for hikers? I've seen you post and talk about trail magic and trail angels. What are those about?
Well, they're amazing. Trail angels are just people that might be familiar with the Appalachian Trail, or they might have hiked the Appalachian Trail before, or they have dreams to hike the Appalachian Trail, and they want to help hikers along the way. So what they do is they set up in the gaps between mountains, usually in a parking lot, and they will just open up the back of their van or truck, and they'll have a bunch of food, anything from soda to beer, hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza, chips. And it's wonderful. So that's called trail magic.
That's awesome. And have you found it to be very supportive overall? You mentioned you got plenty of hikers keeping you company along the trail, and you've got some trail magic going for you. So now that you've had this initial experience almost a month in, what are you looking forward to in the Smokies and going forward?
Well, the Smokies are going to bring us some more difficult climbs, higher elevation overall, harder mountains, and from what I've heard, some more severe weather. I know they had some pretty bad snow maybe a month ago, and we're going to come into the Smokies with some chances of rain. But I'm just, you know, hoping to be able to get stronger and keep hiking and get really good miles under my belt each day, and that's about it.
Well, I look forward to checking in with you once again, and until we speak again, I, of course, wish you the best of luck and happy trails and little to no incidents.
Right. Thank you so much, Audrey.
You got it.
Milwaukee's Lauren Groh is hiking the Appalachian Trail this spring. She's joining us every so often to share the experience, which you can follow at WUWM.com.